And police believe the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney has been found in a dumpster. The police chief says her remains were found in a trash bin that had been taken to a landfill. Authorities are now charging two people, 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth and 29-year-old Derek Irisha Brown, with capital murder and kidnapping in Camille's death. In West Alabama, many are showing support for Equality volunteer firefighter Michael Johnston. He was killed while responding to a service call. The United States Honor Flag team arrived in Alabama Tuesday in honor of Johnston's sacrifice. The man wanted for the murders of his brother and sister in Macon County is now behind bars. Aaron Jess is suspected of killing William Jess Jr. and Sharon Jess over the weekend in Notasoga. He was arrested in Louisiana Tuesday and is currently awaiting extradition back to Alabama. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza is so loaded with cheese and pepperoni you can't even see the crust. And if you ever want to see it again, listen very carefully. Bring $6.49 in unmarked bills or marked bills or coins or just a credit or debit card to Little Caesar's. Come alone and bring your friends or family. Bring everyone. Get a Little Caesar's large thin crust pizza with extra cheese and the most pepperoni, all at the nation's best price of just $6.49.
Pizza, pizza.
Top four national pizza chains. Extra most bestest thin crust pepperoni pizza versus large round one topping thin crust pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Explosive testimony from Trump's top diplomat in Ukraine, Bill Taylor, behind closed doors for 10 hours. And if you read just his 15-page prepared opening statement, you know that Trump offered a quid pro quo.
Californians face a new round of power outages the next couple days. Utilities in northern and southern Cal plan to shut off transmission lines up to 48 hours as high winds and heat spark wildfire dangers.
The new allegations coming as President Trump is under fire for tweeting about the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching. That word igniting outrage.
A federal judge has now refused to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the city of Chicago, which is seeking to recoup investigative costs from former Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
CVS Health and UPS announced plans to make drone deliveries in a test program.
Into left center field, Robles is there, and the Nationals take game one.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Name game, my friend. Name game.
Yes, the latest name in the name game is Ann Burkett. Ann Burkett, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a Crimson Tide cruise February the 10th through the 15th next year, leaving out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor. There'll be UA athletes on the ship as well as other all-time favorites. So again, Ann Burkett, call 396-5477 within the hour. You're the latest name in the name game. Here's your chance to qualify to win this Crimson Tide cruise package.
What a great... A great thing to win. Yeah.
And this themed cruise thing has really taken off. I think one of the first like well-known brands to do that is the band Kiss. The Kiss cruises have been huge for years, but apparently all sorts of people. One of my favorite shows, Impractical Jokers, does a themed cruise. Favorite wrestler, Chris Jericho, does a themed cruise. It's a big thing now for people to get their name out there and promote, and fans join together.
Should we do a Dan Morris Joey theme show and have all three people show up?
Yeah, hell, we'll get the whole Blue Water team to make it a Blue Water cruise, and like myself and you and Greg and Jay and everybody. Rich Thomas, I'm sure, would love it.
Oh, man, he would love that. He would do well with that, too. We'd have a good time.
Yeah.
Go scuba diving. Nobody gets hurt.
Right.
I like that. Okay, let's continue on here. Kevin McCarthy, and again, you heard, these are secret meetings. They're not releasing. You heard Nunes talking about, I didn't know there were tapes they were doing of this. There were actual audio tapes.
Right.
And they're not letting them have the tapes either. Nothing.
MSNBC analyst today, I'm sure very close to you, is saying, and again, they repeat what Schiff and Swalwell and the rest of them say, but that Republicans are focused on process because they believe the underlying facts are so bad for them. Watch.
All I hear from Republican lawmakers are concerns about process. The idea that they say this inquiry is unfair, that Adam Schiff is running it like it's, you know, like we're in communist China. They hammer Adam Schiff in the process. But even when there were talking points coming out about some of these witnesses, the Republicans in the House are by and large not bothering to use them.
You know what's interesting? It's the Republicans who are saying, let us have the transcript. It's the Republican members of his Congress who are going down there, and who's denying us? Adam. He does not want the public to see this, because he knows if the public saw this, they'd find one more time he's lied to America.
So I read this entire 15-page opening statement by Taylor, and you know what I find repeatedly through this is that these are second, third, and in one instance, I kid you not, fourth-hand account of what was said. And we still stick to the same conclusion, or the fact, that the Ukrainians were not aware that the security aid was withheld or held up until August 29th. It was released on September 11th. So how can there be a quid pro quo when they weren't even aware that it was withheld?
It's very simple. They're claiming there's a quid pro quo with the president, a phone call of President Trump with the president of Ukraine on July 25th. We now find from all their what they've said, even in here, on August 29th, Ukraine found out that the money was being held up from Politico. You know what happened on September 11th? The money was sent forward. You know the money was sent forward? What did Ukraine have to do to have the money sent forward? Nothing. So what's the definition of a quid pro quo?
Okay, so we have one more, but I want to kind of get you thinking about something, and that is this. These things in the past, whether it's Mueller or any of these folks, it's come to pass that when you really look at the evidence, there's nothing there. So how do they get out of this one? I mean, this is very different than Mueller, a third party, doing an investigation. He does a report, and they think it's going to have this and it doesn't, or some of the stuff that's come out of some of these other hearings that were totally false. I think they're stuck.
They are stuck, but they almost feel like they think they're, you know, sitting in the captain's chair in the sense that, I wonder if I'm off base here, but it's almost like the same tactics and narrative structure of the Mueller investigation, except the difference is this. In Mueller, at least there was a special counsel running the secret investigation.
That had oversight of Rosenstein.
Well, yeah, rough oversight.
Which, by the way, is in trouble.
Oh, good, good. But in this case, it's the same exact leaks and rumor and innuendo, sometimes overstated. Oh, we really got Trump and the smoking gun here. They didn't. In this case, it's all the same, except now the people running the secret investigation are the Democrats.
Right, and they have an agenda, and as they've said, he's a fact witness on this whole thing. And there's no legal where you've got the right to have an attorney there. You've got somebody cross-examining. He's acting like a grand jury and of one. Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Rodney. Rodney, are you enjoying this beautiful day, my friend?
Yes, I surely am, Dan, Joey. I sure hope that once y'all get out of that attic, y'all enjoy it just as much.
I am hoping so.
It will be here when you get out. It's that great. It's going to be all day. Guys, the first off thing here. All right. I say the reason why you see all this nonsense going on with Adam Schiff and not letting nobody in it, this ain't even an impeachment inquiry, guys.
Yeah, it's a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt. It's all it is, and then they taking and they dissecting things and they putting it out with the cooperation of the media. Same old thing. Guys, you know what this is? I think what this is it's the same thing with Comey. Comey got in all kinds of trouble, left office and set a special you know, investigating whatever, and he left, and he kept running his mouth and running his mouth. Do you hear anything out of Comey anymore?
Well, he did make some little snide remark of saying that I wish this would kind of go away. Comey's in trouble. I'm telling you, Comey's in trouble. Rosenstein's in trouble. Brennan's in trouble. Clapper's in trouble. Strzok is in trouble.
Well, let me tell you something, Dan, and I really, truthfully believe this also, that Schiff and a bunch of the other ones are going to be in trouble, too. These guys have got dirty hands, and it's coming out. And let them go ahead and keep running their little mouths, and let them keep on doing all their little disturbance, and then pointing their little fingers, and Nancy Pelosi out there acting like she is retarded because she is, and let them keep on going. And the truth
will set you free.
Is going to set our president free. And when it happens, we'll see, because they'll all shut up and go away. Not permanently. I'm not saying Trump's going to win re-election and they're going to stop. But they, guys, let me tell y'all something. And I'm very confident of this from a lot of people I spoke with. The investigation of the investigation is not over. They're also looking at what's going on in the House. This is data that's being gathered and put into a file on what's going on and how it's being generated and who's doing what, and it's being chronicalized and filed in the U.S. Department of Justice files, and then this is going to be put in the files for histories in the future to being able to combat this kind of stuff. And so I think it's a great day. I think it's a wonderful day. Matter of fact, I say let them go crazy. Let them play whatever they want. Let them do whatever they want. That's fine. Because at the end result, I think a lot of these people are going to be in big, big trouble. And another thing I want to say, Dan, I'm going to go ahead and say it now because I'm going to put a bet down, slay a chip down on this. I think the Democratic Party, the voters out there, are going to clean house of the Democrats. I just feel it coming. I think Pelosi and a lot of them are in trouble, Schumer and the rest of them. We'll see if I'm right about this. But the people that I'm talking to that are Democrats, they are fed up. And so we'll see. The impeachment ain't even an impeachment. Guys, just don't even give them the pleasure of calling it that. These people are in big trouble. It's clear to me to see that Adam Schiff would not go to the lengths that he has if he wasn't sitting in the same set of shoes as Comey.
Well, it's hard to do something to a congressman other than getting him taken out of office. It's not that it's impossible.
That's powerful. That's powerful. What I want to see, Dan, I'm going to tell you what I want to see. I want to see all of them out of office and as many of them that can go to jail. I want to see Donald Trump go back into office, and I want term limits on the House and the Senate. And then we can say we can keep America great.
There you go. Rodney, thanks. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here.
You drive safe, my friend.
All right, guys.
Take care. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Mora Show on a Wednesday. A couple of reminders that any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market, but if you're a gift basket, if you're a first-time caller, your name will go into the drawing twice. We do that drawing on Friday between 2:30 and 2:40. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, let's finish out with Kevin McCarthy. This is a good close here.
I want to get back to what I stated in that mini angle at the top. I really believe in reading this, Ambassador Taylor. I don't know him. I mean, he's a career diplomat. He was with the Bush administration.
Like the president's style.
But they despise the president's style, his distrust for the, you know, global elite. And they are the global elite. But I hate to say it so just crassly, but it seems like it's the revenge of the globalists here. They're so angry that he's been successful on so many levels, and his success reflects badly on them. I think it's actually a very prideful way of going about things.
They hate the idea that a man could come in to office, never been elected before, stand up to NATO that they have to pay, stand up to China where they think, oh, we'll show you
that's
how to deal with
well.
China, why they steal everything that what we have. And you know what else it sounds like he's really frustrated with? He's not invited to meetings. So he talks about third and fourth hand. And this is what the Democrats pride. But in his own testimony, we found out July 25th is a phone call with the president.
Yeah.
The Ukraine does not know any money's being held up, and we release the money, and they don't have to do anything.
And every time Sunland says, well, the president says this is no quid pro quo, he won't take that for an answer. He's like, well, no, but I think, but it's like he's arguing with the conversation that the president has already had with other people. So he's upset about that because that narrative then collapsed.
The, yeah, I think Laura interrupts too much also, but I think she's on this thing. She's right on target with it. Okay, so let's, got a break. Demo show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Thank you. 272-9228, that's where we are. Wow, look who's up on the board here. Our good friend Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
How are you doing, and how is the mailbox fixing?
It went just fine. We got that all straightened out, but my sister had a heart attack during a robbery.
What? So
we're trying to get her well.
More information, big guy.
She was involved in an armed robbery and got shot at her.
At her home? Attack. At her home or where?
No, it was in a shopping center.
Man.
And stole her purse and drug her across the parking lot. She wouldn't let go, so they pulled out a gun, shot at her, missed her, and the gun jammed, so he didn't get off another shot.
That is incredible. Here in Montgomery?
No, Prattville.
Prattville? Whoa.
Yeah, of course the shooter was from Montgomery.
Of course. We send our best to you.
But anyway, she's at home now. And
I am so sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was pretty scary. It was upsetting us. Upset us pretty good bit.
I can imagine.
Just a lot of emotions, you know. One of them was anger because, you know, somebody would have such a low regard for life and, you know, willing to kill somebody just for the purse. And I don't know. Anyway, the long arm of the law will take care of them.
Can you you mind sharing her first name for prayer purposes?
Linda.
Folks, lift Linda up, because if she, you know, she's scared so much that she had a heart attack, been through a real trauma, and just lift her up, if you would, in prayer.
I appreciate that, Dan, very much.
Prayer works, buddy. I'm here.
Prayer works. It does. Yes, sir. We know that. But anyway, she's doing a lot better. And as a matter of fact, they caught him immediately, thanks to this young lady that followed them and got their tag number and told the police exactly where they were going. And they were on them like white on rice.
That's great.
And recovered everything immediately. And that was the biggest thing. You know, worrying about somebody knowing where she lived that was a criminal and having all her credit cards and all her information. It had been a nightmare. So it's matter of fact, my sister's meeting with that young lady right now.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, we finally tracked her down.
So. What's on your mind?
Anyway, I just wanted to say that the only reason that we're going through all this stuff with these investigations and impeachment hearings and stuff like that is it because Hillary didn't win. That's it.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right.
Hillary didn't win, and now they have to create a smoke screen and a distraction to keep everybody from discovering what laws they've broken while they were in power. And that's what it's all about.
It really is. And let me tell you something. I think this is so huge. It's bigger than this country has ever seen before. And Watergate was pretty big. But and if people who really kind of know about what Watergate was all about, wiretapping and things like that, but I think this is going to make Watergate look like child's play.
Oh, yeah. Richard Nixon is going to look like a choir boy by the time we get through with this investigation. I think that I don't understand Schiff unless he's just a big member of the party that, believes in the movement and is willing to do anything as ridiculous as it may look to try to create a diversion.
Well, here's something to think about, and this is just hypothesis here. You know, Schiff is in the intel, he was a ranking minority leader of the intel when all this was going on. And how much did he know about this? Was he running cover for anybody like Clapper and Brennan? And was, you know, Reed in the Senate, was he running cover? Because he got a briefing from Brennan on the, or Clapper on the dossier.
Well, more importantly, too, that he may be in it all the way up to his pencil neck.
Well, it's just something to think about, because why would he be so adamant about getting this thing and trying to tie him up on Ukraine? He's got some former CIA people that are in his office. I reported that a couple of weeks ago. It was then reported like the next week after I said that. And that's where this whistleblower's connection, I understand, is supposed to be. So how involved is he in this?
Well, you just think about all the suspicious activity that was going on, especially with Hillary Clinton arranging for the Russians to get uranium. And there's just too much going on. And John Kerry, I guarantee you that man's going to be tied up into this somewhere, especially him going and trying to operate as a shadow government behind Donald Trump's back and traveling to these countries. And I guess he's trying to cover tracks is what he's trying to do. And it'll be beyond interesting, but I just hope people know what kind of danger our republic is in right now.
Well, let's hope it comes out, Rich, because if it doesn't and we don't clean it up, I just on a personal basis, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Oh, absolutely. And if while everybody's on their knees praying, they might want to pray for this country and our president. We've got some bad stuff going on right now.
We really do. We're under attack.
Absolutely. We sure are. And the only reason they're not doing a violent coup is because the citizenry is armed, and that's why they want our guns so badly.
Rich, I want to thank you for your telephone call. I hope Linda's doing better.
Thank you, my friend. I sure appreciate your kind words and prayers.
You got it. Jerry Allen, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says with U.S. troops and Kurds now withdrawn from northeastern Syria, Turkey's ceasefire there is now permanent and U.S. sanctions against Turkey are lifted.
By the moves that we've made, we are achieving a much more peaceful and stable area between Turkey and Syria, including a 20-mile-wide safe zone.
A safe zone that will be patrolled with the help of Russian troops. Two Florida businessmen who helped the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, make connections in Ukraine, plead not guilty of illegally funneling money to a pro-Trump election committee and other politicians. One of those men is Lev Parnas, he says.
Many false things have been said about me and my family in the press and media recently. I look forward to defending myself vigorously in court, and I'm certain that in the time, truth will be revealed, and I will be vindicated.
The other man pleading not guilty today in New York is Igor Fruman. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some great fall weather in place for at least a couple of days. For today, sunshine, very comfortable. Nice day, high 72. Tonight, another night of jacket weather with low temperature down to about 47 by first thing in the morning. Clear skies. Tomorrow, look for low 70s again. Should be a great Thursday. Then the rain starts moving back in late Thursday night into the wee hours of Friday morning, and periods of rain likely at times during the day on Friday. And I'm going to have to keep the risk of some scattered showers in the weekend forecast from time to time. High temperatures in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance.
Nothing like hamburger night at Benegier.
Oh, yeah.
Brought it home, watched the game, had all my news stuff on one TV, games on the other. I tell you what, those hamburgers are so good that a really good glass of red wine, which is not normally something I would have with a hamburger, It was really good.
And they're still using the Alabama Wagyu for the
burger? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a huge difference. Some places I've noticed have been like, it's our Kobe burger. Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I've seen that in restaurants, like on multiple different ones. This is actual Wagyu, and you can tell the difference.
Oh, man, you can. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
How y'all? How you doing, Dave?
I am really good.
When that little, you had a cut from a lady talking, and you said something about she was really passionate about. And you can tell by the way she talks. I don't know. I can't remember her name. But she said something about letting him breathe. And I got to thinking, you know the old Rocky movies? And Burgess Meredith got right up in Rocky's face and says, take out his ribs. Take out. Don't let the bastard breathe. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're trying to... Every step is to cut down his breathing ability by 1%. And when you get below 50, you might as well be dead. And they're going to just chop and chop and chop, they think, until they get it. When is he going to come out fighting? When is he going to start doing some of this on his own?
You talking about Trump?
Yeah.
I think he's fighting like hell right now.
Is he? Okay. To me, it looks like he's laying on the ropes half the time. And I think it's, you know, this other election's coming up pretty quick. I think it's time to pull out the gloves and go to it.
I don't think it's working as well as they, the Democrats, hope. Yeah. I think the reason they've extended this into the Christmas season, this inquiry.
They don't have it yet.
Yeah, they thought they were going to get this quicker, and the polls aren't
moving. Right. Well, do you think it has to all do with the polls, or do you think it has to do with, I guess it would be. Yeah,
because let me tell you something. They are putting so much at stake in this whole thing. So there's so many bad things that could happen here. First of all, you have the IG report and the Durham report, which we're going to get into that in a little bit. That could blow them up. You could have them overreaching this thing and not be able to even get a actual vote in the House. If they get a vote in the House, I think the voters are just going to take them behind the woodshed and just beat the crap out of them.
I don't know. Most of your Democratic people are like Auburn, Alabama fans. They're never going to go to the other side.
Here's the problem, Jerry. You have 40 districts. You have 30 districts that Trump won by 10-plus points, right. 30 of them. Those guys, they're going to sit there and vote against Trump when he won that district by plus 10?
I'm talking about the Democratic voters.
I'm talking about voters in general.
Okay. Well, you know, President Johnson said, give them a few dollars and they'll vote for us for the next 50 years. And that's just, and I think they will. I don't think a lot of people care who they are, how honest they are, what their programs will be. It's just that they got a D by their name. That's all they care about.
Well, if that were the case, everybody would be a Democrat in Congress.
Well, that would be a sad day for America. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Joey.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a good one.
I mean, part of me, Dan, really wants there to be a trial in the Senate just from an entertainment.
Oh, man.
It'd be something to
behold. We've been Corona in here, yeah. Queso, TVs, bring some audience members in. We'd be having a great time. We can do that. Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how are y'all doing this afternoon?
Very good. And you?
Good. It's lovely outside.
I tell you, you're talking to two guys in an attic.
Hey, two things. One, do you think Nancy Pelosi had, like, any insight on this to put him in charge?
That I think Alan Schiff.
Everything.
Yeah. I think she intentionally put Adam Schiff in charge. Number one, Nadler's a bozo. She knows he's a bozo. You look at the Corey Lewandowski interview, he just blew that.
And it's taken all the heat off her from not, you know, having it started.
Well, and see, and then Schiff can go under different rules because he can go under what the Intel Committee does for closed intelligence settings. And so they have the Schiff, which is the the room where you can't have any recordings or devices in. And he can say, none of this is going to go out. You can't leak any of this. Well, they go out and leak.
Right. And my next question was, what happened to those two guys that were going to challenge Trump that had a debate a while back or something? They just kind of went away in the news.
Yeah, Wells and
Bill Weld.
Oh, man. He was a joke back when he was governor.
I was so mad. I'm not a big Libertarian Party guy, but when I saw the Libertarian Party pick Bill Weld as Gary Johnson's VP, I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, for 2 or 3 days there, that's all the news was Trump's got these two, and then it's been nothing since.
Yeah, because they don't send a prayer.
Right. Good. Can I get in the drawing?
No. Yes, of course you can. Alan, give me your month and day of birth.
25 November.
Okay, let me ask a couple of questions. You got a birthday coming up. What day do we do the drawing?
On Friday.
What time?
About 2:35.
There you go. What's in that gift basket?
Anything that wife wants.
Alan, your marriage will last you a long, long time.
Yes, sir.
You have a great one, my friend.
Y'all too. Thanks.
Thanks. Alan's a pretty smart cookie there. Let's see here. Let's not get into the deep... let's get into the deep six. Papadopoulos was on with Laura Ingraham last night. I'm talking with Martha McCollum last night. And he's gonna lay out some things, because this has changed now that Barr and Durham have now gone overseas and been talking to the people that were underneath control of the folks that were the plants, allegedly, for the FBI. But was it true, really, the CIA? Listen in.
I'm supposedly going to be interviewed by Mr. Durham as part of this non-investigation. It really makes me think that the hand of politics and of Trump are now being used to massage what this ongoing review, quasi-investigation is. So I am concerned.
Origins of the 2016 Russia investigation is expanding, and that Obama-era intelligence officials are among those who will be questioned. You've got the former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and former CIA director John Brennan reportedly on the list of those key intel officials who are now of interest in the Durham probe, which is being overseen by the Attorney General William Barr. So then you've got some skeptics about this whole inquiry. One of them is the spokesperson for John Brennan, who says, quote, what Barr and Trump are reportedly up to not only doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but it is yet another dangerous abuse of power, something that seems to now happen on a daily basis in this administration. That from the spokesperson for John Brennan. So joining me now is George Papadopoulos, former Trump campaign advisor. You said Clapper has gone awfully silent since his month-long adventure in Australia, where he discussed how to cover up both his and Australia's involvement in spying on me and others. Remember his testimony to Congress, I never heard of Papadopoulos, his perjury is going to come back. What do you mean by all that?
So basically, around a year and a half ago, before really anybody even understood what was happening regarding the global involvement of spying on the Donald Trump campaign, I had people like Michael Hayden, who was the director of the CIA under Bush, and other heads of the intel agencies basically trying to get ahead of a story once I was discussing foreign government involvement in interfering in what I think is a democratic process in this country. So I was very pleased to see that John Durham and William Barr's investigation was expanding in both scope and capabilities as soon as his trip to Italy and the UK was finished. What I think is going to happen is I think that the foreign governments that were involved that were actually probably prodded or weaponized to do the dirty work of the Obama administration are now going to be the Achilles heel of the previous administration because they have new governments in place. They're not loyal to the Obama administration anymore. And people like Clapper and Brennan, who are more likely than not prodding these governments to do their dirty work, are now going to be telling Barr and Durham exactly what happened. And that's why I think you see people like Brennan and Clapper becoming increasingly unhinged.
Okay. And remember who just visited the United States? The president of Italy and the prime minister of Australia.
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting, I never thought of it in this manner, but they kept going for Zelensky to get a meeting with the president. He needed to do X, Y, Z. And then all of a sudden, Italy is having a meeting with Trump right after the Barr meeting, when Barr went over there with Durham.
And I just, for the sake of storytelling, want to know what Barr and Durham find. Because the
That day will be glued to the set, my friend.
Because, I mean, if you take like what Papadopoulos knows, what Carter Page knows, but especially Papadopoulos, it's almost like a Tarantino movie or a Guy Ritchie movie. Like, we have all these individual characters doing their thing, and they have their story, but I'm not sure yet how it all connects together, because they will all connect together. And, it, like, the money laundering thing with Papadopoulos is completely bizarre.
Yeah, that was just a setup. They were just trying to set him up to charge him with something that he didn't do.
Right. It's just, and it's interesting how much the impeachment story is starting to overlap with, I think, this Barr-Durham track on Ukraine.
Well, in the Mueller story, and that's the other guy I think is going to have a problem here. I think Mueller, and I mentioned Rosenstein. I think Rosenstein may actually be cooperating. It's kind of that's kind of a rumor that's out there. I don't know that for a fact, but that is believed to be where he got confronted with the dossier and what he said, and he's been interviewed. I do know that for a fact, and. They asked him some questions, and I think he knew what the downfall of this whole thing was going to be, so I think he gave him the right answers. And think about it. If he did say about wearing the wire, and he was being palsy-wowsy with McCabe and these other folks out here, he's got a lot he could tell people.
Well, we've been asking for a while, is Rosenstein a white hat or black hat? I'll say this about him. I'm not going to make a determination on that question, but I think he's a survivor. He knows how to play these games very well.
He's a bureaucrat.
Yeah, exactly. He knows how the games are played, and so he could be very useful now that the tables have turned on him.
Well, if Greg Jarrett was right that he was sniveling under his desk when he kind of found out that it was true about the wire, what he said, that have I been fired and all that kind of stuff, but... that one's going to be interesting. But, okay, so let me recap here. So we have new governments in Australia, new governments in Italy, new governments in UK, and all three of those are friends of Trump. Boris Johnson being one of the biggest buzz. But you saw how palsy-wowsy the Australian guy was with Trump. And the Italy guy, we were talking about that during that day. That's when he kind of lit off on him in the in the room with him there talking about the...
I'm not sure about Italian internal politics or Australian internal politics. Let's just say Boris Johnson's a little tied up right now.
Yeah, well he got he got Brexit through, but then they wouldn't give him the 4 days.
We haven't covered that much because British parliamentary procedure isn't exactly something that'll set your hair on fire. But it is amazing what's going on in the UK.
Well, and the only people that are reporting it. That I look for stories on it. The only thing I can do is I can find the CNBC. I can find a lot of written articles about it in Investor's Business Daily, Wall Street Journal. Media isn't on the same. I'm not quite sure why.
And just all these weird threats, like with the Brits, it's like that Judge Napolitano story that was that he got docked for by Fox. Might be true. The Australians, the Italians, like all these little stories that seem.
Well,
like,
I think the Judge Napolitano story is true. And right. By the way, audience, what he said, and he came out and blurted it out, and we ran it. He said that MI5, MI6 came in through the back door through CIA, where CIA can't listen into things, but they can take stuff that are documents and abilities, and MI5 and MI6 can go tap into it, and then they can get it, and then they can go hand it back over to the CIA as a gift.
And then one more angle we've always asked, like, what is the other mainstream legacy media going to do? The fact that this information about Brennan and Clapper being interviewed by Durham came from NBC News and the New York Times means they're realizing, uh-oh, we got to cover this.
Yeah, we got to cover this because we're sitting there holding the proverbial bag, and the bag are living people who work for us.
Yeah, these guys work for us.
News 93.1, we have much more of Papadopoulos. A lot of other things are going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance. I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight. It's alright. Dancing in the moonlight.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
So, Victoria, we just drew your name this morning to win the $1,000 gift card to select stores in East Hill Mall.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you answered, too.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From East Steel Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
I've been lonely, but I feel all right. 2729228, this is where we are. Reminder, weekly farm market, get back to drawing. We're going to do that on Friday. Okay, we haven't heard from this guy in a while, so we're setting up his theme song here.
Big John. Big John.
Ah, yes.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
How could Jimmy Dean describe Big John so perfectly? I mean, that's spot on.
Big Bad John.
Big John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Long time no talk to.
I'm good. I'm awesome. I hate to rub it in, but it's a beautiful day.
Okay, we're up in the attic, John.
Man, it's awesome. I mean, I just, like, I feel like a dog. I'm just laying in the grass.
Okay, well, now, don't tell me you have a beer in your hand. That really is going to make me mad.
Well, I got them all around. Got them in my hands, my pockets.
There you go.
So, I'm going to tell you, I was listening to some of the callers, and, you know, I kind of want to reassure them of something. Bob Barr is not somebody who fools around. And Durham is not somebody who fools around. And I, now my, this is just my thoughts, but they're not going to get on an airplane and fly to Italy and fly to Australia and wherever else they went unless they got something they're chasing. And then last night I saw where they expanded his investigation and got more FBI investigators and that kind of thing, that being Durham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking we may have like a real problem of all the Democrats are going to get indicted first quarter next year.
Now, that would be good. Well, it's not...
Because...
Remember, there's a difference between Congress and people that are in government.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely. And but here's the thing. I my thought is that if he's just trying to wrap up his case and tie it all up in a nice bow to where nobody really can say anything about it.
Now, that's true. You got to get this nailed down perfectly, because you're talking about something big. You're talking about taking current, former directors of the FBI, former deputy directors of the FBI, possibly former attorney generals. I mean, you're talking about some big, a handful of important FBI
a presidential
agents.
Candidate.
Yeah, CIA, yeah. CIA director, DNI director.
Absolutely. Dogs and cats. It's going to be ugly.
I know. Exactly.
And
Big John, get Dan, get
Joey. I mean, we're all... Huh?
No, go ahead.
I said, when it all comes out, we're all going to be up there with you and Joey with a bunch of Coronas and cigars, and we're going to watch this thing.
I know. That's what I think. Then what we need to do, Big John, is go rent out a restaurant, and we'll do a remote from there, and we'll just have... We'll sit there and eat and drink and watch.
Sure. Because it is going to be the best entertainment I think we've had in probably 3 years. But I don't think that I believe that this investigation is running full throttle.
I do,
and
too.
I would imagine that they're even counting up, you know, what the effect is going to be on the country, on our republic, you know, when all this comes out, because this is a coup, is what this is.
Yeah, it's
You know, it's a nonviolent coup.
It's a misuse of government assets for the purpose of an overthrow of. Keeping somebody out of office, and then once they're in office, you're trying to get them out of office.
Yeah, yeah. But like I say, I just want to encourage everybody to keep heart. I think the best is yet to come.
Ooh, I like that.
With that said, I'm going to get out into this warm weather, feel the sunshine on my face.
Big John, I consider you a friend mm-hmm. up to 45 seconds ago.
Over.
There you go, my friend. You have a great day. We got to break bread and have a drink together. Let's try to fit Papadopoulos number two. Papadopoulos, I haven't said that name in a long time. Number two in here. Brennan and Clapper. They interfered. Listen in.
They haven't really disappeared. I mean, they've been on cable news a lot lately. And just with regard to the perjury, Clapper did not bring up, he didn't say I never heard of George Papadopoulos in front of Congress. He said that something to that effect on CNN when he was explaining that he didn't know your part of the story when he claimed that there was no Russia-Trump collusion. Do you want to comment on that?
Sure. So we have evidence, even the president himself has tweeted about this over probably a year ago, that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were discussing an active counterintelligence investigation mm-hmm. into the Trump campaign as early as December 2015. We now also have evidence that this infamous Professor Joseph Mifsud was also targeting Michael Flynn 3 months before he was targeting me. So the notion that these were all disparate events and all of these characters involved in this story were random nobodies that the intel agencies had no idea about, I think is absurd.
Yeah, I gotta get on. Let's get this call in before. Oh, no. Give him the warning.
All right. could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. We're going to bring in John DeVoe. He'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to get his point across. Source wondering or doing a PSA, well, we'll cut it off. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good.
Peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest. I'm a great-great-uncle, so when Joey picked up the phone, I was talking to one of my great-nephews in his stroller.
Yeah, I was like, what did you call me?
Was he doing the Google guy?
Yeah, he was.
What did you say? But peace and blessings to everyone all over the globe. You know, all this constant bickering between Republicans and Democrats, I mean, it's so frustrating. You know, I have a policy. During elections, I will support whomever I want to. But when an election is over, I accept whatever decision the majority of voters made as it relates to who they want to hold that office. And then I will work with whomever's in that position, regardless of their party affiliation. And all this constant bickering between people of, you know, different parties and this constant state of war between Democrats and Republicans, anytime your candidate doesn't win, I mean, all it just does is takes away from the person that won the office being able to govern. You know, concentrate on governing.
I agree with that. You and I don't agree on a whole lot of things, but we're in total agreement on that. Let me ask you this. You said majority vote. Do you mean whoever is duly elected to an office versus
absolutely.
Majority?
Yes. Yeah. So okay. Whoever has been properly and duly elected to, you know, to that position, then I can accept that regardless of their party affiliation.
Okay. Me too.
And, you know, all this constant bickering afterwards, you know, and the person can't concentrate on governing. Perhaps
why do you think the Democrats are investigating Donald Trump so much?
I don't know, but, you know, didn't Obama, you know, face the same kind of stuff from Republicans?
No.
I mean, regardless of just who's in there, let the person govern. Concentrate on governing. And not have to, you know, deal with all this constant, you know, being in a state of war, you know, by the opposing party. You know, if everything is, the election's been handled fairly, if the person was elected properly, then let them govern.
John, will you do something for me?
What?
Will you call Adam Schiff's office and tell him that? I love that.
I'll meditate on it.
Thanks for the time on, Coach John. You have a great day. Enjoy this pretty day.
You as well. Peace and blessings. My sincere
to dear. I love this laugh.
That was a good caller.
That was one of the better John DeVoe calls. Will you call Adam Schiff's office and tell him that? I'll meditate on that. I like what I'm saying. I just don't like it that much. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back for the final hour after our top of the hour break.